Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
The great and generally sympathetic attention that the media are paying to Milk, the movie about gay rights hero Harvey Milk, is a sure sign that society has come a long way in the matter of gay rights. There's still a long way to go, but there was a time, not many years ago, when media coverage of the blatant discrimination that many gays suffer was just about non-existent. I remember a news report I did from Milk's camera shop in the Castro for public television in 1974 about employment discrimination against gays, an issue that was generally ignored by the commercial media back then. I noticed that the job discrimination was widespread. Some corporations and retail stores, for example, had a flat prohibition against hiring gays, and some who did hire them would never promote them to management positions. The federal government was probably the worst offender. It refused to hire gays for civil service jobs and engaged in undercover investigations to discover gays already on government payrolls and then force them out for immoral conduct. Some companies prohibit single males over 30 from entering their management training programs on the theory that anyone who was over 30 and unmarried was probably gay. Other employers openly declared that gays need not apply for jobs with them. Not many outside of a few gay organizations was then doing much to remedy the situation. And though surveys show that job discrimination against gays has decreased markedly since those days in the 1970s, there's still a problem and still a need for stronger legal protections. Well, 20 states and some 300 cities have laws against firing, refusing to hire, or refusing to promote employees because of their real or perceived sexual orientation. But there are millions of working people who are not covered by those laws, which are, in any case, generally weak and poorly enforced. A federal law is obviously needed, and for more than 30 years there have been attempts to get one through Congress. The current bill, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, was passed by the House last year, but that's all. Why not finally enact it now, in honor of Harvey Milk, who had so much to do with laying the groundwork for its coming? With The Perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.